Hi, Inninger?
Is it
hello?
Spelled I-N... Oh, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Is it spelled I-N-G-I?
B-G, J-O-R-G? Is that you?
Yeah. I go by Inga.
Inga, how would you pronounce that, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, Ingibjorg.
Ingibjorg. Okay, so Inga, if you don't mind me saying it that way, my name is Jesse James, and I'm actually calling you from Opinion Research, a public and a private market research firm. Now, we're not affiliated with any news or media organizations. We're actually just conducting a public research in your area, in your community. Do you have a few minutes to complete a survey?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Great. Hey, thank you for that. So let's get started right here. So you don't mind me saying Inga, right?
Yeah, no, I don't mind.
Okay. The first question is, does anyone in your household work for a radio, television station, or newspaper, advertising agency,
no.
Any of that? No? Okay. Now, so I do have to advise you, most of these questions are about the upcoming elections, okay? So your opinion does matter to us, and whatever your opinion is, whether it's good, bad, in the middle, low blow, high blow, it doesn't matter. We'll take it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, on the 5th of November? Would you definitely vote? Very likely to vote?
Oh, I'm very likely to vote.
Very likely to vote. Okay. So that's if you get the drift of the first question, that's how most of them are going to be, all right? Now, the next one goes, with which political party are you registered with? The Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, or some other political party?
I'm registered Democratic.
Democratic? Okay. And are you or is a member in your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No? Okay. No? Okay. So what is your main racial background, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, we're all white.
What was that?
We're all white.
All white?
All white, yeah.
Okay. Where did your name come from, if you don't mind me asking?
Iceland. Both my parents moved here for university and then stayed here when they started working.
Oh, makes sense. Okay. So white. So what is your age range, if you don't mind me asking? 18 through 35, 36 through 45?
18 to 35.
Okay, yeah, I didn't want to get to the higher range. I know you're not 45 and older. Okay, next question. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going the right direction or have they gotten off the wrong track?
I would say off the wrong track, but there's room for improvement.
Hey, that's what matters, that opinion in between always makes a difference. You know, they say that whenever you read a contract, before you sign it, you have to read between the lines. So that's where I take that from. Whatever in between, you have to pay close attention to that. There's room for improvement. That's great. Okay. Now, from the following list, which issue should the government and state legislators focus on to help you and your family? I'm going to read you a list, and whenever you hear one, just stop me there, and we'll go with that one, okay? So do you think they should focus on taxes, housing and property insurance costs, illegal immigration, abortion, local growth and development, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, K-12 education, the economy and jobs, climate?
I would do education.
Great one. Okay, thank you for that. Let's go on to the next. If the elections for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democrat candidate and the Republican candidate. Are you definitely voting for Democrat candidate, or are you probably lean towards, or would you definitely vote for Republican?
I would definitely vote Democratic.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president?
Not really.
Okay. So these are the answers. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Oh, strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove? Okay. Next one. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well, okay? So it's only two people on the list. We have Furtis Driscoll.
Oh, I have no idea who that is.
Never heard of, okay. What about Ron Rico, Rico Smith?
I haven't heard of him either.
Okay. Now, if the elections for president were held today, right, among the following candidates, from whom would you vote for? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democrat candidate?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting for Joe Biden? Or probably?
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay. Now, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? So it's the same list of candidates that you say you did not recognize, but this is the difference. Rico Smith, the Republican candidate, or Ventris Driscoll, the Democrat candidate?
It would most likely be the Democratic candidate, but I'd do my research first.
I'll give you further information on them a little along the survey, but we'll stick with your first answer here on this one, okay?
Got it.
All right. So you, is that a definitely or probably? I have to get that now.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the elections for Florida State House? Now, if a candidate, this is per se, okay, if a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community, that's one. Or two, a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, which one of those candidates would you vote for?
Probably the first one.
First one? Okay. Fair enough. Moving along. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
Not changed much.
Okay. Now, over the last 4 years, there has been many things that have been put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher. Interest rates are at record level, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increased. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? The Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee, or President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C.?
I would say the office in Tallahassee.
Okay, interesting. Okay, as you may know, Republicans are the majority party in the state government. Which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the elected, if in the elections for Florida State House? Now, this is just an example per se. if a Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure that needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results, or a Democrat candidate who will not be able to effectively work with Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community.
That's a
tough one,
probably,
right?
The Republican, then, yeah.
The first one or the second one?
The first one.
First one, okay. That's fair enough. So this is just like per se. Don't think this is anything that's going on record. All your answers are confidential. This is just getting your opinion, okay? Now, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate for Florida State House? This is the first statement. It is extremely unlikely that I would ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is too radical and will almost always support the Democrats. Or it is possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with their views and positions.
The second one.
Second one? Okay. Now, thinking about the past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? While political violence is unacceptable, it does not change my view on the election. I will still plan on voting against Donald Trump. Or, in light of the attempted assassination on Donald Trump, we need to come closer as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump this November. Or, the last one, I have been a supporter of Donald Trump, and this attempted assassination only strengthens my support for him. Which one of those suits you best?
The first one.
First one? Okay. Now, you will now be given a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you will be more likely to vote for. This is the first candidate, Republican Rico Smith. This is a brief statement about him, okay? Who has Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa, and has a record of dedicating service and leadership in your community. Smith served in the military as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base, worked as an advisor veteran, and serves on the board of directors for Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. Smith believes that both parties have failed on community, and as an African-American man, wants to bring a new generation of leadership to state government to work in a bipartisan way to fix a property insurance crisis, ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities, and be given opportunities to success and prosper. Now, the second one is from Democrat Ventris Driscoll. Now, Driscoll, an African-American woman who was born in a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as a business litigator and for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected for the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democrat leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just an equitable economy recovery for all Floridians. Which one of those two fits your needs more?
Driscoll, the second one.
Driscoll? Okay. So we're almost done. We're about 70% done here. I got a few more statements to read, so bear with me, okay? If you know the following statement about Rico Smith were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith in the elections for Florida State House? Now, I'm going to read you some statements only about him, and then I'll go with the next candidate, okay? Now, Rico Smith is an unapologetic supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and community, and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support they need to do their job. Does that make you more likely to vote for him or much less likely?
Less likely.
Less likely, okay. With trust in government at all times, lows, and too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reasons, Rico Smith will fight to make state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interest of its citizens. Does that make you more or less likely to vote for Mr.
More Rico? Likely.
More likely, okay. Now, Rico Smith believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take a bold action like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root our corruption and profiteering a required big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the long form. From the lower rates. Let me read that last part to you again, okay? To lower our property insurance bill, Smith wants to take bold actions like creating an insurance fraud task to help root our corruption and profiting, and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates.
More likely.
More likely, okay. Rico Smith believes who... the best thing we can do for future generations is to give them a quality education. Smith supports increasing parental rights in our educational system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can have tools they need to succeed later in life. Does that make you more or less?
Less likely.
More? Less likely?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the last one about Mr. Smith. Support efforts to streamline, overdevelop, and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of home ownership.
More likely.
More likely. Okay, going on to the next one. The next one are going to be about Francis Driscoll. Now, it's the same scenario. You just tell me if they're more likely or less likely to have your liking, okay? So Driscoll is endorsed by a teacher union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas. Does that make you more or less?
More likely.
More likely, okay. Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigrant laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants who have re-entered the United States after being deported and have worked for transitioning crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls. Does that make you more or less likely?
More likely.
More likely, okay. Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend school that better serves their needs, voting against Florida's school choice law that has created better education outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state. More or less likely.
Could you explain what the Florida Choice Schools Law is?
Okay. Bear with me. I can. Okay, so it looks like Florida School Choice Program provide alternatives to parents who do not wish to send their children to a local public school to which they are assigned, and families can apply for a voucher through one of Florida's two scholarship funding organizations. You know, like instead of sending my kid to a public school, I'd rather give them homeschooling, and I need a voucher for that, in other words.
Probably less likely.
Less likely? Okay. Now, Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been grown by these large companies.
Less likely?
Less likely, okay. Next one. Trisco has done nothing to fix a property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Trisco voted against reform to provide more insurance options to homeowners, and since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and companies continue to drop coverage.
Most likely.
Most or less?
Less.
Less? Okay. We have two more, so bear with me. Trisco has been elected office. Inflation has skyrocketed. Property insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridian is earning less in their paycheck. Trisco has had 6 years to address this problem, and things have only gotten worse. How do you feel?
Less likely.
Okay. The last one. Trisco is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit your community. How do you feel about that?
Less likely.
Less likely, okay. Now, in taking into account everything that you've heard, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, from whom would you vote for? Rico Smith, the Republican candidate, or Fentress Driscoll, the Democrat candidate?
It would still likely be Driscoll.
Okay. Now, and would you say you are definitely voting for Driscoll, or probably?
I would say probably. I'd have to look more into both of them first.
That's fair enough. That's really fair enough, because you're saying until then, I do need to do my little bit of research and see what's going on. And I completely respect that opinion right there. I have to put my two cents. I'm sorry. Now,
thank you.
Thank you for your time. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish the classification. And for classification purposes only, okay? Now, regardless of how you feel today, for whom did you vote for in the 2020 elections for president? Was it Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I was not able to vote at the time.
I understood. No worries. Let me go back. Let's see. Did not vote for president. Okay. Now, when you vote for a candidate for a political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, or let me put it in this way. Will you always vote Democrats usually, or vote for as many Democrats as Republicans, or will you think of voting for Republicans, or is your
opinion?
I usually
vote Democrat, yes.
Okay. Usually vote Democrat. That's perfect. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
A liberal.
Very or somewhat?
Oh, very.
Very? Okay. What is the last grade of a formal education that you have completed?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
What is the last grade of formal education you completed?
Oh, I'm a sophomore now. I just finished my freshman year in university.
Okay, so you say you have some college, but you have yet to graduate then?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Congratulations for that, by the way. And
Thank you.
Keep the good work up. Keep it going. Do not lose focus, and you'll get where you need to go, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, well, this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your time. You have yourself a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.